I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I am traveling this week, so I've reached into the vault for some of my favorite celebrity tech interviews. Today, we're going to listen to Savannah Guthrie, the co-host of The Today Show, talk about the app she used to make sure that she's not late to work.
It's really early, so the alarm is very important to me. And I have tried many different kinds of alarm apps, but the tried and true, I find, is the iPhone alarm. I like it because, well, first of all, you can set multiple alarms. It appears to be reliable. We haven't yet had an occasion where we come on in the morning and there's an empty chair, so this is good. Mm-hmm. And you can label your alarms. So for my own personal amusement, I name each alarm.
You have three different alarms.
Yeah, so I have an alarm that goes off at 3 in the morning that I call ridiculously early. 3:30 I call just early. And 4 a.m. I call slacker.
Okay, and you decide the night before which one you're going to use?
Yeah, exactly. Or sometimes I set a combination of them, one as a backup. And by the way, I also have a BlackBerry for work, and I set that alarm too, because I'm afraid of sleeping in. Are you starting to get that feeling?
Yeah.
I'm very afraid I'll oversleep
my
alarm.
But it's never happened, though.
Well, it hasn't happened on this job. When I was covering the White House for NBC, I did oversleep and almost miss my live shot one morning.
Wow.
It was terrifying. Yeah. And you know, when you oversleep like that, you're just never the same the whole day. It's kind of ruined.
Yeah. So which one do you usually use? Is it the slacker? Is it the ridiculous?
It just depends.
What do you use today?
Today, I think I used early, which was 3:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. It depends on how many segments I have, what kind of segments they are. I mean, segments that are at the top of the hour that are more news-oriented, or maybe they're about politics, require more preparation. And some segments that are, you know, more fun, lighter, like a cooking segment, doesn't. So it depends on what kind of segments I have.
Okay, so you're supposed to be here at 4?
Well, I actually show up at the office at 5:30 a.m., but I do all my studying at home on my laptop. I sign in at home. I could come to the office at that hour and do all my work, but I prefer doing it at home because then I can be in my pajamas.
Okay, so laptop, you sign in to the Today Show internal website.
NBC has a network. Yeah. It actually takes like 14 steps to sign in. There's a passcode. It's very complicated.
And it tells you what you're doing that day and what your script is.
Yes, I look in. There's a script file. There's a rundown of the show. A lot of things change overnight. That's just the nature of morning news. So I check in, see what the rundown is, see what my segments are. Read them, you prepare my questions, and then, you know, try to look at the news websites, that kind of thing, and see what's going on.
So what are some of the news websites you go to?
Well, I always look at the New York Times. I look at Politico, particularly during the campaign time. Check at the Washington Post. And then when I get to work, I actually have hard copies of some of the papers, too, so sometimes I'll see some of the New York papers, too.
Okay, so then you're here at 5:30, and you're doing the hair and makeup thing?
That's right. Okay. And it takes a village.
Yeah.
I come in with my hair wet and no makeup. It's terrifying. And then I sit down, and it's...
And you have an iPad in front of you, an iPhone? What are you doing?
Oh, I usually bring my iPhone. I don't bring my iPad. I do have an iPad, but I don't use it as much here.
So what are you doing on the iPhone when they're doing your makeup and hair?
Checking my email. Sometimes, this morning's a really good example, sometimes a story comes up that we decide to do late in the morning, and I'll get on Safari and I'll look up the background information about the story.
Okay. Some of the apps, let's talk about the famous incident where your phone went off during the show.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, this happened just after I got my iPhone, and the truth is I didn't yet know how to mute it or turn it off. And so we were just sitting down to do a segment, and I heard music, and I thought, where is that music coming from? And then, lo and behold, I realized it was coming from my phone. So now the stage director's saying, 30 seconds, and I'm like, how do I turn this phone off? So I decided in the last second to just shove it under the couch, hope that the mics wouldn't pick it up, and just go on with the segment as normal. Well, of course, Matt Lauer would never let that happen, so we come out, we're on TV, and he says, before we go any further, does anyone hear a noise? That's Savannah's iPhone. It's like, no, he grabs it from under the couch, tosses it to Al. I'm terrified that they're going to reveal what the song is, which of course they do, from Glee.
Right.
It wasn't my ringtone. It was actually just the iPod was playing it.
It was an MP3 that you downloaded.
Yeah, it was
The Kids from Glee.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a very embarrassing song.
Bohemian Rhapsody or what?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah.
It was All by Myself.
Okay.
It's a really good song.
Yes, Eric Carmen.
Yes, and Glee does an excellent rendition.
Okay. What is your ringtone?
now my ringtone is some, I don't know, it sounds space-aged. It has a name. I don't know the name of it, okay, though.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which really helps more people find the show. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.